الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. In this ayat karima, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explains a very, very important aspect of our lives. And that is that we should not take non-believers and even any sinners as friends besides Allah ta'ala. We should make friendship with those who are close to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Ulama explained that before this is the ayat of where Allah Ta'ala explains that izzat and honor is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives respect and honor to whomsoever He wants to. This is the background of the ayat that in Medina Sharif also, the economy at the beginning was fully in the hands of the Jews. And in whose hands the economy is, and our worldly needs are associated with that. We have to fulfill all our needs, so we have to keep a good contact with them, so our needs can be fulfilled. Similarly, it was before that in Makkah Sharif, also the Quraysh, it was their government, it was the non-believers, the kuffar, the idol worshippers, it was their government, economy was in their hands, and there were Muslims who feared also that if we oppose them, then we will have difficulty in our worldly matter things. So there also, that is also a background, but here particularly this ayat, the shan in Nuzul, the occasion when it was revealed, was with regard to Medina Sharif. So this was when there were three Jews who wanted to take away the Muslims from Islam. And for that they befriended them. And that is the old trick till today. They will come as benefactors, as helpers, as wanting and desiring your good, but the actual object is to rob you and snatch away your Islam from you. And then there were the three Sahaba, genuine Sahaba, who recognized this. They made out that this Jew's intentions are very bad. And this is when a person has another, that is, he can see things which other people don't see. He's got basirat. He can see with the eyes of his heart. And this is also something we must not jump to, that I've got that, I understand. Otherwise, generally this, almost everyone has got it. For example, we have a young son, and our neighbor, there's a young girl there. And now and then he's going there, she's coming here. Easily the parents can make out that something is not right here. Something is amiss here. They don't have to be big buzurgs or anything. And they can make out. So they start warning the boy. The girl's parents will warn her. That is, when there is some people are senile stuff. Otherwise, today the parents encourage this also. Waliyazu billah. So they can make it out easily. Also, for example, you take your car to the mechanic. There is something wrong. Then he walks to the back of the car and he sees the exhaust is burned black. And he tells him that your rings are finished. The rings in the piston in the engine, they are worn out. So this is not also that his sahib-e basirat or his sahib-e nazar that he can see. These are clear things anyone can see. Or he takes the car for a drive and he hears a noise. He says your wheel bearings are gone. That also, you don't have to be a big buzurg to make out that. The person who is in that field makes it out easily. So like that, but these Sahaba, they had that basirat. They had that, they were ahle nazar. People who could see these. So they warned these Sahaba that be careful, these people are befriending you, the Jews, and it is not that they want the goodness of you, and that they wish anything good, but they want to rob you of your Islam. They want to snatch away your Islam. And just like that, today also, all the enemies are there open. who want to snatch away the Islam of the Muslims. And they are working in various ways. Those people who can see it clearly. But unfortunately, many others are blind to it. And we just fall prey. And we go in there, all the things they want us to do. And then some of us, who are the ulama also, then we will find the proof of that wrong. Of what the enemies want to snatch our iman away, we will find that is correct, and we'll get the proof of it in the Quran Sharif. So wrong our thinking has gone, that we'll find the proof, and we'll take our proof from the Quran Sharif for that. And nothing can be further from the truth. And all this is, a person can have all the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, but tell his mizaj is not inclined correctly. His nature is not correct. He won't understand Quran Sharif. He will use the Quran against the teachings of Islam and against the very principles of Islam. And the Quran declares that also, يُذِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. That by the Quran, many people go astray. Many get hidayat. Therefore, in fact, any student of deen who studies deen also, first is his heart must be cleaned. Now he will understand correct Quran Sharif. But if his heart is still filled with the love of dunya, the ways of the kuffar, then he will find proof in the Quran to justify the ways of the kuffar, to follow fashion, etc. He will feel that we are living in a country that we have to take it easy here. You can't be extreme. You can't be strict here. Yeah, you must follow according to the ways of the people of the country. He will give fatwas. He becomes a mufti, and he will even give fatwas like that. But even the heart, the love of deen, the love and the value of sunnah is in the heart, that person's condition is completely different. Therefore, that is the first requirement. Since that is not being done, then from a very, very long time, our ulama stress that when you complete your studies, go and stay in the company of some Ahlullah. That is the same thing, to take out the love of the kuffar, the love of dunya, their sports, their lifestyle, giving great preference to their education, all those things that must come out of the heart. Then a person will be able to understand Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif and Deen. Otherwise, as long as those things are in the heart, a person won't. So today, unfortunately, that also is not being done. And we come in the environment. One student came and said that I come from a very terrible background. My life was girls all the time, going out with girls, all the very bad. Allah gave me tawfiq, I changed. But that comes back to me over and over again. And that desire comes so strong in me again. And he was looking for help. Allah Ta'ala has made fadl on him that he came out of it. But it doesn't just leave a person. It has to be scraped out of the heart from the very deep recesses. Otherwise, a person makes tawbah, Ramzan, he becomes even more pious. He goes in Jamaat, he goes for Umrah, he becomes very pious. But the minute he's that, just that little, how many such people tell us, when they just hear one line of a certain song, which they used to sing when they were in the wrong line, it just pulls them, and it draws them again away. A little bit of the soccer, cricket, you are waiting somewhere in the bank or anywhere, there's a TV, and there's some commentary, or some match, there's commentary on it, just one scene, and then that love of it just comes back into you. So this has to be taken out of the heart. Then a person, forget practicing on deen, can understand deen. And as long as that love is there, which the Quran refers in so many places, fi qulubihim marad, those who have got that disease, sickness in the heart. Ulama have explained it different places differently, and that is basically the love of dunya, the love of the life of the kuffar, all their things, etc., inclination towards them. And also, if the same thing is referred to in the Quran Sharif, والذي we've got زيغ crookedness in their heart. These people also interpret the Quran Sharif wrongly. The Quran declares they interpret the Quran Sharif wrongly. And that is also in the Quran that Allah Ta'ala explains that those people who have got the zayr in their heart, though they have become alims, they may be even mufassirs, but if they've got that zayr in their heart, they will interpret the Quran also wrongly. And we see this happening openly. And today, unfortunately, it's becoming more and more manifest. There are those ayat which are muhkamat, which are clear. Then there are other ayat which the meaning is not so clear. Now, to understand those ayats with the meaning which is not clear, Allah explains those people who have got iman in their heart. And rasikhun fil ilm, they've drunk deep in the bowels of knowledge. They've got deep knowledge. Those people, they just say simply amanna bihi. We accept it. We believe in that. And the same is for those people who have got no knowledge, but they've got aqidat and they follow the righteous and the pious, and Allah has guided them. With no knowledge, they also just say, we follow 100% what the true deen is and what the righteous ulama. People try and explain them, but they don't accept. We follow that. We know that is correct. We follow in that way. And on the other hand, those people who have got zayr in their hearts, these people, mutashabihat, they take out the wrong meanings from them, against the clear muhkamat, and they go opposite the clear teachings of deen. And we see this is happening. Interest is a clear thing which is haram in Islam. Everyone in Islam knows Islam and interest, it just doesn't go together. Non-Muslims know that. But unfortunately, great ulama, just by changing their names, etc., they have permitted the interest. Photography is also totally haram in Islam. And the whole ummah unanimous on it. It was just when the camera was invented, at that time, then some ulama made mistakes in that matter. But otherwise, till then, the whole ummah was united. But now, the photography also, which is a clear-cut haram from the Quran Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, those who say that photography is permissible, they've got no legs to stand on. Their only dalil is that it's not a picture. And that is not a dalil according to Shariat. To prove a masala in according to Shariat, there are four dalils that you use. Quran, Hadith, Ijma, consensus of the ulama. Not the differences of the ulama. And Qiyas. And that Qiyas also is not an easy thing. That analogy. That in that masala it's like this. This is similar to that. So this ruling applies here also. But it's not easy. There are so small differences by which the whole masala goes different. Which then the ulama call Qiyas ma'al-fariq. You use that analogy, but you used it wrongly. You made a mistake there. So like that. But anyway, all the details. So anyway, all this is totally haram. So Allah has given us a clear-cut deen. So yeah, when this respect. So Allah says that the economy is not in the hands of the Jews. It's not in the hands of the Quraysh. It is in Allah's hands. And Allah can change the tables when He wants to. Today Allah has given it to them. It's not their possession, what they possess. They're personal. Allah has given it. And Allah gives to whom He wants to. Allah gives dunya to even Fir'aun, Haman, Qarun. How many other kuffar today, the world, the economy system of the world, by and large, though the money is by the Muslims, but they are ruling, they've got the economy. And so subtly they've destroyed us that the most precious commodity in the world today is oil, more than gold also. Oil, the whole world's industries will come to a grinding halt if the supply of oil has to come to an end. And they are working day and night, the scientists, to find a substitute for oil. But to now, they haven't found any substitute for oil. And this oil, Allah has put it by and large in the hands of the Muslims. in the Middle East predominantly. Though they have it, but they have sold it out also. And the enemy have taken all the refineries are in the hands of the non-Muslims, all the petroleum companies, whether it's Shell, whether it's BP, whether it's Total, all these are not one is in the hands of the Muslims. The original thing is the Muslims. But these people, they have worked in the shrewd ways. Not that they are clever and intelligent, but they are sly and shrewd. And from the simple-minded Muslims who are simple, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "Nahnu qawmun ummiyun." We are people who are ummi people, not learned people. We are just simple, straightforward people. And unfortunately, they have taken advantage. Whereas a mu'min, la yakhda'u wa la yukhda'u. The real qualities of a mu'min, he doesn't deceive anyone. He's simple-minded, straightforward. What is right is right. And he doesn't get deceived also. If we get deceived also, the protection of Allah was not on us, it is some wrong within us. We haven't taken our protection. Our amal are weak. We are not doing our amal. We haven't taken our... Otherwise Allah protects a person. Though he doesn't know all the gritty-nitty of things, how to protect yourself, how to take your security, Allah protects such a person. So all this, when it was in that condition, so the three Muslims, genuine Muslims, warned these other Muslims that be careful of these Jews, which is today it is happening. You find many Muslims, ulama, other people also, warning the Muslims, be careful of all the strategies which the non-Muslims are using in order to take us away from Islam. And we think that we can't live without them. Without all their things, we can't do without them. And there are those ulama who are guiding us, people in the ummah who are telling us, be careful of these people who want to snatch your iman. So when these Muslims explained to those sahaba, they were not accepting also. So just like today, a youngster is getting involved with a girl, his parents, the elders explain to him, most cases he won't accept. He's so clouded with that, he's so overtaken, that girl means everything to him. He can't see the wrong he's doing. He just wants to do, or he wants to marry a girl, which is not right for him at all. No matter how much the parents will ever explain, it doesn't make sense to him. He just wants to do it. So they tried and explained to these sahaba. But when they were not listening, then Allah revealed this ayat with regard to those sahaba. And Allah said clearly, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That it is not the way, it is not permissible that the believers take the kuffar as their friends. And besides the Muslims, they don't make Muslims as their friends, and they are making the kuffar as their friends. And that love for them, that friendship they have built with them, which is a hearty friendship. From the heart they love them. And they prefer them over the Muslims. Now we see the condition today in our lives, whether it is at schools, where our children, boys and girls, mix with non-Muslims. How many of our boys and girls, their friends are non-Muslims? Though many times even a boy got a non-Muslim girlfriend, or he's got a Muslim girlfriend. But with regard to the non-Muslims, his best friend is a non-Muslim. He's a boy. A boy's got a boyfriend. He's his friend, but he's a non-Muslim. And he prefers him above the Muslims. Many girls, their friends are other girls. And they are non-Muslims also. And they prefer them also. At the workplace, how many of our young boys, youngsters, who are working, and grown-up people also, at the workplace, working with non-Muslims. And at the higher level, university also. How many of our youngsters, their main friends are some non-Muslims. And sometimes, like a girl has her boy, her boyfriend is a non-Muslim. To have a boyfriend is haram, whether it's a Muslim or non-Muslim. And then on top of it, she's so involved and close to him. And there are so many cases where they go to what limits they are not worried. Then at the workplace also, across the board. Then even in businesses, many places we have a business, we have a partnership with non-Muslims, which is permissible. You can have a partnership, but don't become that friends with them like that. So close friends with them, that in all matters you socialize with them, and from your heart you give them preference, etc. So this is what the Quran is warning again, that the believers must at no cost take the non-believers in any way as the close and bosom friends, and especially ignoring the Muslims. They must take others who are genuine Muslims. And that again, the opposite of that is so emphasized also, that Allah Ta'ala says that not only the believers, but who are the pious believers, make them your friends. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Kunu is an Arabic word, the command. And it is from the mudari, which means continuity. That means continuously. And you should be so much tukhalituhum, hatta takunu mithlahum. You should mix with the righteous and the pious so much. We left, forget the righteous and the pious, even the ordinary Muslims, we left them. And we became friends with the non-Muslims. So this is what the Quran is warning, and this is very dangerous. This Muslims' downfall came in the world because of this. This one of the major reasons is friendship with the non-Muslims. Today, our Muslim countries, governments, their friends also are not other Muslim countries, but their friends are also other non-Muslim countries, and they rely upon them for their economy, for their technology, for everything. Their whole connection is with non-Muslim. The Muslims today also, which are called though by name Muslim countries, if they all unite, and they share all their expertise and everything between them, and they become a block of their own. Though at the moment they will be very weak, but if they work in that direction, they will rule the world. But the enemy has made sure that they don't agree with one another. To divide and rule, that has been there. They found that formula, and it has worked for them, and it is working. And that formula can't work if we realize that we must stand firm and solid, that we must not mix with them. We don't open the door a little bit also. This also, we fall into that trap that we just little bit, what does it matter? We in the majority. We are controlling. It doesn't matter. But the minute you open the door and that person has put his foot in, then he's going to go on. India was overtaken with the East, what company? The East India Company. With that company, they came as business people. And they did some business deals. But finally, they took over the whole country. They just came as just as a business company. Now, what is wrong with that? You need business also. So, but finally, what happened? They took over the whole country. And that time, Muslims ruled the whole of India. And India wasn't just what is India today. Bangladesh, Pakistan, all those places was India. And that was before, when Sri Lanka, Ceylon was also part of India. But long ago that became separate. So anyway, so in this way so Allah warns us against this, that don't make friendship with them. And we must see and emphasize on our youngsters, everyone, and we ourselves also. And then another thing, from this ayat, it is for, Allah says clearly, لا تتخذوا الكافرين أولياء, who are non-believers. But the same principle comes out in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, even those who are Muslims but who are sinners. And al-kufru duna kufrin. There are levels of kufr also. And there is those also who are Muslims, they are Muslims and they are sinners. And that also, there are the various levels of sinning. Some are very severe, great sinners. Some are lesser sinners. some are open, some are sinners, some are sinners who commit their gunas in private, all the different levels. So the same rule applies even for them. Like where Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. There Allah said, don't become friends of those people whom Allah has become angry with. There now Allah left it general. That even with the sinners who are committing sins also, Allah is unhappy. That Allah Ta'ala says that لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا قَوْمًا يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. You won't find any believers who will make friends with those people who oppose Allah Ta'ala. So whether it is with kufr, whether it is with lesser gunas, so the command is also according to that. When it is kufr, that command is very, very severe. And when it is other gunas, big gunas, the command is according to that. If they are making small gunas and you befriending them, the command is according to that level. And the sin also is according to the different levels. And it can become very, very clear. Things are understood when the opposites are mentioned. So where Allah has commanded that become friends with the righteous and the pious, so that we can understand how wrong it is to befriend the kuffar. And then the believers who are not so great awliya in that, but they are good, righteous people, good people. According to that level, you should befriend them. That is the direction. But today this is also a thing which is out of our lives and out of our... And today not only Muslims living in non-Muslim countries, in Muslim countries what our condition is also. In fact, there is no real Muslim country. Everywhere the kuffar, they are controlling everything. The economies of the Muslim countries, the lifestyle of the Muslim countries. No Muslim country has got Islamic lifestyle in it. Everyone the kuffar. So this is very important for us that we don't befriend them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ. And a person who will do this, take them as friends, the non-believers, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. Then he has got nothing to do with Allah. Allah has got nothing to do with him. Allah has discarded him. He has got nothing. And the ulama here explained that when you have befriended the enemies of Allah and the friends of your enemies are your enemies also. The friends of your enemies. Anyone, you have got an enemy and somebody befriends him, he becomes your enemy also. So the enemies of Allah Ta'ala, those who make friends with them, though they are believers, but they made friends, Allah says, I've got nothing to do with those people. And your friends are your friends also. That you have a friend, and whoever is his friend, he's a friend of your friend, he's Allah's friend. And this also, on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala looks continuously at the hearts of his friends, the awliya. And whose love he finds there, then Allah makes direct friendship with those people. Allah befriends those people directly. And in whose heart Allah will find the enmity of somebody, people who hate them, etc., then Allah Ta'ala will also hate those people. So Allah Ta'ala warns against that, that Allah has got nothing to do with those people. Then Allah Ta'ala, to understand deen, we have to understand it fully also. Allah has made an exclusion, an exception. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَى. But if you fear of them that some harm will come, then you can take your precaution. That is, for example, outwardly the whole economy is in their hands. You won't get any of your work done also unless you don't be good with them. So we find many people with non-Muslim governments also. But you go there, you greet them nicely, you even make a joke, you want your work done. So that is excluded. But that also, just up to the limit of it. And just outwardly. And not that from your heart you become their friend. You even give them a little present that you just want your work done. And you take something and you just smile and laugh with them, etc. But not from your heart. In your heart you still hate them.
Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali should say that at that time the Hindus, they were the ruling and they had the power and all say. So you have to respect them, you say Janab. So he said, I should say it with the niyat of Janabat, that this person is in Janabat. That not that I'm saying it, that I respect him. That he's a Janab, he's an honorable person. From Janabat, I should say. So like that, you even greet him or something, but not your niyat is not that you respect him from your heart. But with illan tattaqu minhum tuqa, just to protect yourself, to get your work done. For that, Islam has given that permission. And this is also all as far as asbab is concerned. Otherwise, those people, and they are, and they were in the ummah, whose iman is so strong that they don't look at asbab. They look at musabbibul asbab. And they say, even if we have to suffer, it doesn't matter. And those who are genuine, Allah does the work without asbab. Or Allah changes the heart of the kuffar. And though the kuffar hate us also, but they will come and do your work for you. When we have turned direct. But anyway, Allah has been so accommodating and lenient that Allah says, if you fear them outwardly, and for the general masses, generally, it is you can outwardly make friendship with them. But it must not be from the heart. It must be only for how much is necessary, only to that degree and not more than that. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. And Allah Ta'ala is warning you. They're warning you. يُحَذِّرُكُمْ. Take your precautions. Be warned. And not from the action of Allah that Allah will punish you. This is a very, very, Allah reward our mufassireen. How they have explained the Quran Sharif. That one is that you have done wrong to your teacher, your ustad, your parents, and they will punish you. And one is the enmity will come in their heart for you. Hatred for you will come in their heart. So Allah is warning you of Himself. Not that He will punish you, the punishment is a punishment. But that Allah will hate you, Allah will dislike you. يُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah is warning you about His own nafs, about His person, Himself, His being. When you will do that, this guna is so severe. Making friends with the non-believers, and today their sports, their lifestyle, their education, what you can think of, their things are our things. We are loving them, we are loving everything of theirs. So Allah Ta'ala will hate you and punish you as the action of Allah, the zaat of Allah. Allah will hate you by Himself, He will hate you. And that is the worst form of punishment. One is a ustad gives a student a punishment, give him 5 cuts or something, tells him go out of the class and stand, but in his heart he still loves you. And that punishment was also of love he gave you. He wants you to come right. But one is you are gone off the ustad's heart. You are gone off the sheikh's heart. He doesn't like you anymore. He doesn't have got feeling for you. Allah is warning against that. You will be out of the heart of Allah. You will be out of the kindness of Allah. Allah will take you to وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And in any case, finally, think for yourself. You're going to return to Allah. And then there Allah will deal with you. You're not going to return to this people after you die, in whose hands the economy is, in whose hands the control is, in whose hands the government is. You're going to return to Allah Ta'ala. And there where Allah, that your hatred has come in the heart of Allah, then think what will be your condition there. When Allah will deal with you there directly. Allah has made this dunya of a different system. And there is a direct system of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also Allah's control is full. But Allah has wrapped it up in the asbab of dunya. There asbab will be removed. No asbab. It will be directly with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala again, how Allah brings it out clearly. That you can hide it in your heart and you can say, I'm keeping friendship with them just because of necessity. But in your heart, you've got real love for them. For example, how many of us, we want our wives to dress like the non-Muslims? The love of their lifestyle, the dressing of the kuffar is in our hearts. All their things, what they want to do. How many mothers love to see their children wearing school uniform? Instead of the Islamic dress, that my child, I love to see it wearing their school uniform. Wearing this school's uniform, that school's uniform. All the things, how my children must be dressed like the kuffar. A birthday party is like the kuffar. All the love of those things. So all this Allah says, you can say outwardly that I don't like the kuffar. But Allah knows. And yeah, ulama have written that your words and your actions count. That you can claim that I'm a Muslim. I go 5 times namaz. Even if I'm making namaz with my Bermudas and my T-shirt. That is also with the love of the kuffar, and I'm standing in front of Allah. What a paradox, what an irony. We're trying to prove, how can we prove our love to Allah? And our hearts are filled with the thoughts of our lifestyle, which is jabai and large kuffar lifestyle. So Allah says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Whether you hide what is in your heart, أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ, or you make it clear, you don't worry. يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Allah knows it all. Whether you want to bluff, you want to be sly, you want to be shrewd, you can bluff all the people in the world, but Allah knows what is in your heart. And your actions will prove to you. Your words, what you say, will prove to you. You meet with the kuffar, you attend their parties, you socialize with them. Allah knows why you are doing all that. Whether it is, you're just doing it, إِلَّا تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَى, or whether genuinely you love them and you like that parties of theirs, and you talk against their weddings, etc. But you also, you say, but now it was family, I had to go. And then you come back and you speak all the wrong that was there. But you when you were there, you were enjoying it. And eagerly you going there also. And you go even to the sports ground. And you come back and you speak of other people who were there. And you forget you yourself who were there also. And you also jumping like a baboon there. When a goal was scored or something was done, you also jumping like a baboon. But when you come from there, oh, that Maulana was there. And that Maulana was there. And so Allah knows all that. قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. And this is a small matter. For Allah, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah, not only you and what you're doing, what you are saying and what you are showing and what you are hiding, Allah knows everything in the whole world. There isn't a leaf of a tree, wherever in the world, the Amazon forest, whichever jungle, wherever, even it's just shaking, Allah knows about it. When it falls from the tree, Allah knows. What happens to it after it has fallen from the tree? Millions of leaves of one tree that fall down in autumn. Each leaf and what that leaf contains, the veins which are in that leaf, all the anatomy of that leaf, everything Allah is fully يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And not only is Allah's ilm so complete, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah's power is just as complete. As Allah's knowledge is so complete, Allah's power is so complete. When Allah knows what all you are doing, Allah has got the full power to change you into a monkey. Allah has got the full power to put you into the worst difficulties and hardships. Allah has got the full power that on your face such sores come that you can't see yourself in the mirror. So your face becomes like a monkey's face. Allah has got the power that Allah does that. Your whole body, that you become paralyzed. You get a stroke. Anything, Allah, everything is in the hands of Allah. So this one ayat of the Quran is something to jolt us, and that we turn to the Quran and we take lessons and heed. And those people who are doing all the wrong things in the name of Islam, with the Abrahamic Accord, with the interfaith things, with the Gulen movement, with universities, and giving preference to their education, and in not preference, just living for their education, and having suffering from an inferiority complex, we became alims. I became a hafiz, so what did I do? They got university degrees. Look at their lifestyle. Everything is in their hands. To mix with such people also is very, very serious. Don't make them your friends. Don't associate with them. Don't be with them on the same platform. Don't mix with them. Allah's warnings here, how severe they are. May Allah make us all understand, and that we, our lives, we are Muslims, we live with the Muslims. Fish don't go and live with the elephants. And monkeys don't go and live with the donkeys. All the monkeys live with the monkeys. And all the fish live with the fish. But we as Muslims, we go. And how many of us, we prefer the non-Muslim residential areas over the Muslim residential area. We give up the Muslim, the masjid environment for a place where there are churches around us. For a place where there are temples around us. And where we could hear adhan, we give that up. And we prefer also that there it is a better lifestyle. There it is, whatever reason we give, we should stay in the Muslim company, Muslim neighborhood also. Allah direct, guide us, make us understand our deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.